by your sound, your community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Madeline Riddell. The government has suggested vaccinated Australians could travel overseas without having to quarantine upon return. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
The Prime Minister says as more people get vaccinated, international travel restrictions could be eased. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, supportive, but says medical advice is paramount.
Our desire is to get the vaccine to as many people as quickly as possible.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese, sceptical at another suggestion from the Prime Minister that vaccinations and eased borders will make it easier for stranded Australians to get home.
Promise not matching delivery. Scott Morrison said that Australians would be home by Christmas.
With Australia-wide vaccinations still a long way off, he says this promise might have come too soon. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
The opposition leader has hit out at controversial Liberal politician Andrew Lamming, labelling him a creep. Labor leader Anthony Albanese made the comments while announcing Labor's candidate for Dr. Lamming's Queensland seat in the next election. Mr. Albanese also accused Dr. Lamming of not representing his local community while in its seat. Andrew Lamming is on medical leave seeking empathy training at the request of the Prime Minister after allegations he harassed two women on social media. Officials are calling for calm as they investigate the death of a woman who developed blood clots after getting the AstraZeneca vaccine. The 48-year-old died in New South Wales from the clots, which are a speculated risk with the AstraZeneca vaccine. Investigators say they don't want to make the connection between the woman's death and the vaccine too soon. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian told Channel 9 she is confident the vaccine is safe and she has received a first dosage herself.
I think the vast majority of our citizens do want a safe vaccine. They do want to get ahead with it. Some of the things that I've heard put out there about potential travel and whatever else, well, that depends on us getting a safe vaccine. And that's why it's really important for all of us to feel positive about the situation.
In the US, the White House says the intelligence community does not have conclusive evidence that Russian intelligence operatives encouraged the Taliban to attack American troops in Afghanistan. The assessment undermines one of the sharpest attacks Joe Biden and the other Democrats leveled against former President Donald Trump during the 2020 White House race. The US has announced a host of new sanctions on the Russian government. The announcement coincides with declarations from Australia's Foreign, Defence and Home Affairs ministers accusing Russia of conducting cyber attacks on US tech companies. The federal court has been told privacy-conscious Australians were misled by Google into thinking turning off their location history on devices stopped the tech giant collecting data about their whereabouts. The tech giant argued it had made it clear to people making new accounts that it would still collect and use location data when the history option is off. But the federal court didn't accept the warning was as clear as Google would have it. Turning to sport with Brady Evans.
In AFL, West Coast will be aiming to erase the memories of last year's elimination final heartbreak when they take on Collingwood in Perth tonight. The Eagles have a 2-2 win-loss record and coach Adam Simpson says every team is aware of how crucial wins are at this point of the season.
15 clubs going through what we and Collingwood are going through, a bit inconsistent. You know, we've won one, lost one, won one, lost one. We think we've been in a position to win every game and we haven't closed them out.
The clash is tipped to be a test of depth in the midfield, with both sides missing a number of players through injury.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And time is for the weather. It's 1:04 p.m. on a Friday, 16th of April. Yeah, I know you're waiting, wondering what's the weather's going to be. It'll look like this weekend. Today, the highest temperature is going to be 21 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, possible shower, 21 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny, 23. However, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the highest temperature is going to be 27 degrees. No rain, no need for photoshopping on this weather. But instead of this, it's going to be nice and sunny from Monday to Thursday, so you can enjoy longer and sunnier autumn. Now it's time to introduce our next guest.
Alive 90.5.
The moment we waited all this, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And it's time to introduce our second guest. I'd like to say thank you, Richard Bowles from Alchemy Adventure, for joining us for the first hour. The second hour, it is the woman who knows all, sees all, and done all obstacles overcome. And she today is a very successful entrepreneur. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you, Jodie Bond. Jodie, welcome to the studio.
Mario, thank you again so much for having me. I can't wait to have a chat and let you all know the infamous Jodie Bond.
The infamous Jodie Bond. So, Jodie, for our listeners, do you mind to share, who is Jodie?
Who is Jodie? Yeah. Mario, I think that's something we all struggle with when asked, who are you? I think we all seem to go straight to our titles and labels that we hold and perhaps suppressions and even expectations that have been placed on us from a child. So me, I've worked really hard to strip that back, and I am all facets of every part of my past experience, my present learnings and teachings, and I pride myself on trying to be as present as I am and in this body and moment. So I am wife, I am mum, I am sister, I am daughter, I am best friend, I am woman.
You're the woman. So, Jodie, for the start, you know, I know that you, before our discussion, you know, in studio country right now, and before we make this arrangement to come on in for the interview,
yeah,
I'm being captured by your Instagram. And the reason why I captured by your Instagram, it's very simple, because there's a lot of empowerments by you.
Yes.
And I was wondering always when I was looking, you know, when I was stalking your profile, like, who's Jodie? And then I got your details, you know, your info about yourself before you come in studio. And one thing what has struck me, so like my intuition was obviously right, that, you know, you're going through the transformation from one thing to another thing to another thing. So for our listeners, you're a very attractive woman. But, you know, you reached some of the points in your life where you saw yourself uncomfortable with your body, and then you start changes. Do you mind to share with our listeners that particular moment?
Of course. So I think as a female and a woman from a young age, you want to get married, you want to have children, you want to fulfill society's beliefs and expectations in what a female should and shouldn't be. And I myself, absolutely, I struggled with my identity for a long time. I appreciate you saying that I'm an attractive woman, and I think this body that you see right here and right now is the exact essence of everything that I have been through, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the way I look. I was severely overweight. I think after suffering miscarries and ectopic pregnancies and having four children at a very young age, I think one person goes through so much, and you begin to suppress all that pain because you have to stay on that hamster wheel. You have to keep living day to day for the people around you and for your children, and you completely forget who you are as a person. And I myself became mum and wife and daughter and sister and forgot about Jodie.
Before we dig into your business side of your life, when did you realize that Jodie lost a Jodie? You just said something very interesting right now. You see, I admire people who has the courage to talk about these things. We are not all perfect, and we all have the problems in life, or we all have the wrong choices in life. But one thing what I know it is that people doesn't love to talk about their setbacks and, you know, rediscovering themselves. But you said something in the beginning very interesting, and I'm very, very interested. And the reason why you're today in the studio with me, it's because you're the raw energy, right? We all can be beautiful on TVs. We can all have the nice scripts and read them and, you know, make entertain the people. But I want you to entertain the listeners in a way that they believe they can achieve. So you say something very important, that you lost yourself. So how did you realize you lost yourself and you found yourself?
I did. That's the profound part, I think, when you realize that you're living a life that perhaps isn't the best you can be. And I think when you move through that, so myself, when I first realized that I had lost myself was when I looked in the mirror and I didn't know who I was looking at. And I still to this day can look back at myself five and a half, 6 years ago, and I'm completely full of gratitude for that person. But
how did you feel you as a woman?
Yes.
As a woman, when you saw yourself in a mirror in a shape you are, you were not happy.
Look, at that point in time, Mario, I didn't know that I was unhappy. I really didn't. I think because I was living on autopilot. I was on overdrive. I was going through my day to day, feeding the kids, cleaning the house, cooking, looking after everyone else. I was always last. Some days I wouldn't even shower. My hair would be thrown up. I'd leave the door. My children were immaculately dressed. Our house was super clean. My husband was well-fed and extremely happy and a wonderful provider. Yeah. But where was I at the end of it? And every day you wake up in the morning and you're filling that role. So when does it get to a point where enough's enough? I'm sick of the...
of being you.
Not necessarily sick of being me, but I knew there was more. I think I always knew there was more.
So, like,
always.
Do you agree that we will suppress our, like, primary feelings, you know, like we should be happy because we're making happy other people around us. And it's natural, and I mean, having the children happy and the immaculate dress, you say, being the, you know, sent in school, the fed up, the husband, you know, I mean, and everybody's around you. But do you believe that we suppress our happiness just in order to make other people happy?
100%. And I think we think...
I don't say we need to starve our children, you know what I mean, to be happy. But it's like,
no food for you.
Like, no food for you.
Go naked. Yeah. If only.
So, like, you know, do you believe this? This is the first-hand experience, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And I very much believe we suppress who we are as a person. And I used to say it was society. Society wanted me to do this. Society's expectations on me. But you know what, Mario? I had to take accountability for that. It wasn't society. It was me. I chose to fill that role. I chose to block out everything who I was. I am very blessed and very grateful to have four incredible children that I now need to live bravely and be the best person I can be in order to lead by example. I can't teach them. I have to show them.
You're going to teach our listeners. You're listening live. 90.5 Business with Mario and Jody Bond with us in studio. Stay tuned because you're going to love it. What's coming next. Next, thank you for listening. Business Insights with Mari on Alive 90.5.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. Like a woman. The girls need a break. Tonight we're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance. We only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing. Like a woman. Oh yeah, the best thing.
feel like a woman. Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight.
Cafe Lombardi Roasters, located in Blacktown, wholesale coffee roaster dedicated to providing customers with products and services needed to serve an excellent coffee. Providing homes and offices with special crafted blends of coffee in biodegradable Nespresso capsules in all your favourite cafe products. Order today, cafelombardiroasters.com.au. 0405 016 216 for your home coffee experience. The only coffee subscription you need is Cafe Lombardi Roasters, station sponsor, supporting the Sydney Children's Hospital Foundation, with a portion of sales donated to...
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
And welcome back to the studio. You're listening to Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Marian. With us in studio today, she's... wonderful person, wonderful woman, and truly very successful entrepreneur, sharing with us not just the hacks how you become very successful in the business, but what signs you need to look for in your life, which we obviously ignoring and suppressing, and you know, we, in order to make everybody around us happy, we're forgetting about ourselves. And Jody has a excellent life story, how she got back on track. So Jody, you said in your email to me, you know, I just going to read it to our listeners. I gained a consistent amount of weight. I stopped socializing other than with my immediate circle of friends or family. I was moody and cranky most of the time. I could never decide what to wear and change five times over before leaving the house, ending up throwing whatever on and hair up just to get out the door. And we already rehashed this, that, you know, you make the, your family happy. So,
yeah,
can you just elaborate a little bit more about this, what you said?
Yeah,
women
absolutely.
Doesn't say this. Women always try to say, like, I'm the best, I'm the, you know, whatever it is, but please.
Yeah, no, I didn't take pride in myself and pride in my appearance. I was very proud of the title that I held, and the titles, I should say, as far as mother and wife. I was extremely blessed to have the little tribe that I had and have, sorry. So, I completely focused on everyone else and not myself, to the point that I did gain a consistent amount of weight. Weight gain, like anyone would know, is a mixture of bad choices, but it's also a suppression of feelings and emotions, and I think I did that for a very, very long time. My backstory, which we'll talk about perhaps not today but another time, the way I grew up, my family had a business that went bankrupt when we were young, so we grew up quite poor. Lots of these things build us and make us the person that we are, and if we don't address the feelings and emotions that we have, they get suppressed to a point of physical pain. And my pain in itself was my weight gain. I had gained considerable
look I can
weight.
I can relate to this, and you know, I can say it's exactly the same journey a different way, you know, like I was having different setback, and it's a business wise, and you know, I influence your emotions. Aren't you afraid to say this? You are the overweight?
No, I'm not.
Why
and,
not?
And when I made the decision to have...
You sent me the picture. You are... I can't recognize now, you know what I mean?
No.
You know, because I know you like this person. I will never believe that I will see what I saw. I never wanted to post this. And you said to me, Mario, you posted the least picture I wanted. And I said, like, okay, that was looking like the most, you know, like business-wise, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I couldn't post the photo, which doesn't represent you, because that's not
of
you.
Course.
So
no.
Why aren't you afraid to share this with the public?
Because we shouldn't be afraid of who we are and where we've come from. And I think that's the most important thing that I can even help businesses other entrepreneurs as well as business owners. You need to despite our previous guests, I believe you need to know your why and you need to be proud of that. You need to be proud of exactly all that you are and why you do what you do. And if business owners can focus in on the people, not just business for business sake, their business will build and skyrocket. I very much believe that. It's all about people first and foremost.
How did you discover yourself? What was the moment? Like, you know, obviously it's not just seeing yourself in mirror and, you know, seeing your family and everything else.
Yeah.
How did you realize it's time to change? Like, I tried to be in your head, like, you know, I'm the man, but being the woman, you know, I mean, I think in nature we all think same way, man and female, you know, I mean, if we are willing to change, but the being women, it's much more sophisticated way. So,
yeah.
How did you decide, and what was the science for you to say that's enough? Did you smash the mirror, or did you throw the kids out the house, or did you burn local gym?
Somewhat, actually, yeah. All of the above.
Okay.
No, look, in all honesty, Mario, I don't think there's one exact defining moment. I think it was a combination of things. A, I got sick to death of the constant struggle of trying to lose weight. But what I didn't realize at the time that I now realize now is it had nothing to do with the weight and trying to lose the weight. I wasn't happy in myself. And I didn't see that until I look back actually at photos of myself, and one in particular I sent you and I'll throw up on my socials. It's there. It was a comparison of the day I went in to have weight loss surgery. Now, the weight loss surgery, again, we'll talk about that in more depth, but what it was is I actually gave myself self-love. I did something for myself that I knew I was going to get an exact result out of. It was a tool that I could utilize to get me to the best possible me in the most efficient way. And that's the turning point for me. That's when I first realized I was sad. I look back at that photo when Mario...
When you say sad, you know, did you hide your sadness? Did somebody notice around you sad? Let me ask you a different question. Did anybody notice around you you're not happy?
No. Everyone noticed my weight, because we're physical beings. Unfortunately, we're very judgmental, and that's not okay. And I hope to be able to enlighten people, guide people in a different way, yes, to not be so judgmental. Yeah. But we do. Unfortunately, when you see somebody who is overweight, you straight away look at them and think, oh, they must eat unhealthy. They don't ever think about the feelings and emotions as to why that person is the way that they are.
Who's the biggest obstacle when you decided, and who was your biggest help when you decided to change yourself?
I think your biggest obstacle is your mind. You need to get out of your mind. It plays tricks on you.
I expect you're going to say like your kids or like friends or something. No.
No.
Why mind?
The mind itself is a funny thing. It is our own worst enemy. We start thinking things. We start self-sabotaging all of these things, and none of it is good, and none of it's healthy, and none of it will actually in turn get you to where you want to be. Like a car, you can't feed it bad fuel and expect it to perform well. Your body's exactly the same, whether it's the food you eat, the conversations that you have, as well as the thoughts that you have within yourself and most importantly about yourself. So I can't blame anyone else for being my big obstacle other than myself.
Jody, you know, I truly believe that honesty pays off.
Yes.
And I mean, even, you know, I can talk on my behalf, even I work in the job, which is does require the honesty in respect that, you know, the way we collect information and everything else. But your honesty, it's different than anybody else. Because when I'm interviewing people, usually everybody comes prepared with some type of, you know, scenario, what they're going to say, how they're going to sell themselves and everything else.
Yeah.
However, you don't need this because you're natural and, you know, you don't hide, you know, your downfalls. And that makes you very unique. We take a short break. You're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. I'd like to say thank you to all listeners who tuned in Australia and overseas. It's like 1.3 million people listening to Jody right now. I'd like to say thank you. We'll take a short break and we'll come back with more questions to Jody Bond.
Alive 90.5.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man. No time to talk. Music loud, women want.
Temperature 21 degrees. You're back in studio with Mario and Jody. Jody, she is the Wonder Lady. And if you think you've been surprised with her life so far,
you ain't seen nothing.
Thank you for taking me over. The Jody, it's interesting for the one simple reason. She's gone from bad to worse to good to even worse. And she come back because she wanted. She tamed and she disciplined her mind and make herself vulnerable to all of you, 1.3 million listeners, saying overweight, four kids, family and all these things, and she forgot about herself. But enough about this one, because I know the second thing which was leading, we spoke about science, you know, of your unhappiness, and then what was the next step? You know, obviously, you didn't stop eating banana bread. So, you know what I mean? So, like, how did you lose the weight? Are we talking about 62 kilos, eh?
Yeah, yep, close to 65 kilos. I was at one point 123 kilos. And on a 5'2" frame, that's not fun.
Look, it's not fun. That's a sad, like, you know, when I saw the pictures, I was thinking to myself, what did happen to this lovely young woman, you know, I mean, transition from, you know...
Yeah.
Being Jody before, Jody on that picture, and Jody now. So what was your next step?
And to answer that question, Mario, what happened was I did everything for everyone else and completely forgot about who I was. And I actually don't even think I knew who I was at that point in time.
Well, what did you do for yourself? Do you go from 123 to 60?
I decided to make a very permanent decision, and I had weight loss surgery. I had a gastric sleeve. So what that is they actually removed 86% of my stomach permanently.
What are you eating now? Like 86%?
Not a lot.
Okay.
I do have to eat small portions of food consistently throughout the day. But what has led to me being here and being in front of you and what you see on my Instagram is the fact that A, I did something for myself, but B, the anatomy of having that 86% of my stomach removed, the portion of the stomach that they threw in away was actually the hormone portion. So I literally do not get hungry. I don't get hunger pains. I don't get hungry. What also that allows, if anyone, any of our listeners understand intermittent fasting and mental clarity, because I don't get hungry and I can't fill my body and overfill it, I actually get physically sick. I've had food in my mouth, chewing it. Brain comprehends you're not going to be able to swallow it, and I've had to spit it out. So the mental clarity that I have for no longer clogging my body is why I'm sitting here with you today.
And
be the mother of the four children.
Yes.
How this influenced you? Because, you know, I'm seeing on your social media, you're looking after your kids very well from day number one,
yes,
what I'm seeing, and there's no reason why to see differently because the kids are happy around you. Not like me, I'm belting my son every night, you know what I mean? Like
from
8 p.m. to midnight, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm doing that too. We're just not telling anyone about that, Mario.
So how did your children perceive you? Did you notice any moment that your kids loves you less because you're overweight, or, you know, you just step it out from that comfort zone and done gastric surgery?
Yeah, it is. It's called bariatric surgery. So it was actually a gastric sleeve, sleeve gastrectomy, to be precise.
Okay.
But, yes, no, look, my children were young. So this was 5 and a bit years ago, and coming up to 6 years ago, I had this surgery. So my children were young. Instantly what they noticed, they didn't love me any less, but they certainly are proud of me now, and they only know this mum, whereas my friends and my family and people in our community got to know me a certain way. So essentially, they're still learning to know and love this Jody because it's foreign to them and people don't like
Jody. You know, thinking right now while you're speaking about this, I truly believe that many women, or men even better,
people, absolutely,
let's just say all humans who will experience that issue like yourself, right? A downfall, we're gaining the weight, and then, you know, suddenly losing, you know, half of yourself, 60 kilos,
yeah,
will say like, oh, it's a powerful mind, and done the push-ups, sit-ups, all this one. But you're not holding back that you've done the surgery.
No. I was very adamant and very open and honest when I had made the decision to have weight loss surgery. I was actually proud, Mario. Mm. I'm very proud that I made a decision for myself and that it has given me the results. It's been a lot of hard work, and please don't be, pardon me, under the misunderstanding that it's the easy option.
Mm.
It's the easy way out.
Yeah.
I was told that, oh, that's drastic. That's the easy option. Well, no, it's not. The easy option would be to sit in limbo and keep making decisions, trying fad diets. I could diet, I could exercise, I could lose weight. But the minute I stopped focusing and drilling down on that one element, I gained the weight back. And potentially I might have lost 5 kilos, I gained 7 back.
I know.
So it was a vicious cycle.
Did you, any moment, if I may ask you?
Of course.
Let's just be frankly and openly. For the all women over there, for the sake of all women who gone through this, or who's going through that that period of their life where they not just gain the weight but being overwhelmed with the situation. For example, I was three days ago I was in Melbourne, and people in Melbourne look differently. They're all overweight, number one, and they're all sort of mentally exhausted.
Yes.
And the food, it's a comfort. And I can see that people are eating more and more and more. Now, for the sake of all the women who want to reach Jody Bond, I'm imploring you, please come on our website, alive905.com.au. Tonight after 7 p.m. you can hear this interview with Jody. But Jody, have you been suicidal, yes or no, due to your situation?
I myself have not been suicidal. I have not had suicidal thoughts. However, suicide has touched me and my family. We had our best friend take his own life, and that was devastating in the sense that he left his children behind.
Mm.
So I make it a part of my passion and my purpose to enable people to be able to live their lives free of judgment. We talk about depression, we talk about suicidal thoughts, we talk about people being unhappy, sad, we talk about addiction. All of these things are an underlining issue that we need to deal with. And based on my past experiences and my life choices and lessons, this is what I want to do. This is my calling and my life path to help others through that, help them realize what they already know.
You're not suicidal, but suicide touched you. And what is the message would you give to people who, let's say, feeling suicidal? Going through that mental challenge, mental health, it's challenge. You know, I saw the good friend of mine, you know, this is the very first time we met, actually, good friends online because of the Zoom and everything else, but very first time we met, and I asked him, I said, like, where have you been, you know, since October or, you know, September till February.
Yeah.
And he told Mario, I just broke down. I was in psychiatric ward and I didn't know where I was. And I said, he told me, I'm very happy, you know, thank you for contacting me all the time. Because, you know, you see that people are missing and then you feel divorced. So what would the message be for those people who feel that they have no exit anymore from the life because obstacles overwhelm them, you know, overweight, the family, the husband, the wife, the children, the jobs and everything else?
Yep. I want them to know that it's okay to feel that way and that it's okay to be completely overwhelmed and consumed with life, but there is a way out. You're not alone and there are people that can help. I really want to urge people to communicate better, allow themselves to be authentic and vulnerable with those around them. The only way we can change this and the only way we can help each other and grow together is to be open and authentic. Communicate better, communicate effectively. If you're not okay, you're not okay, and tell people you're not okay. I started, after losing our friend and having suicide, we had to explain that to our children as well. And the children would say, oh, this person did the suicide. So they had no concept of what that meant. So I started something with the children, and I've spoke about it on my socials before, and I started a thing that was called our highs and lows. So whenever we're sitting together at the dinner table, we go around and we encourage our children to tell us about their highs and their lows of the day. Now, what that does is it allows them to be in a free, safe space where they have my undivided attention. But not only that, it teaches them to think about how they're feeling, their feelings, their emotions, and how other people's conversations and feelings and emotions affected them in a day. Effective communication. And it starts with you as an adult and you with yourself and your mental capacity to tell yourself exactly how you are feeling. If you're feeling great, great. If you're not, that's okay, but verbalize that. Don't suppress it. Don't keep that pain inside.
Do you know what I like about your speech right now? Just observing you and your body language and the way how you are using your body, you know, I mean, as you're talking, to reinforce what you're saying, which is extremely, extremely powerful. I like to say thank you, Jody. We take a short break and we'll come back more with more questions for the Jody Bond. Jody, before we go, how do you feel so far?
I feel emotional. It's emotional talking about this, and that's okay. But that's why I'm here, Mario.
That's the reason why you're making this show great, because I know listeners out there that are pretty sure they're going to reach listening Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, and we'll take a short break.
Alive 90.5.
Pale face, breathing in snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Lights gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, 'cause we're just under the upper hand. I'll go mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe she flies to the motherland, or sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Angels to fly. Ripped gloves, raincoat, tried to swim, stay float. Dry house, wet clothes. Change banknotes, weary eye, dry throat, cool girl,
just under the upper hand. I'll go mad for a couple grams, but she don't wanna go outside tonight. And in a pipe she flies to the motherland and sells love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. An angel will die covered in white. Closed eyes, hoping for a better life. This time we'll fade out tonight, straight down the line. They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. They scream the worst things in life come free to us, and we're all under the upper hand. Go mad for a couple grams, and we don't wanna go outside tonight. In the pipe fly to the motherland, or sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Angels to fly.
Fly. Alive 90.5.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. Do you know you can upgrade your existing pool pump, chlorinator and heating to world-class energy efficiency? We have been advising customers on ways to improve their pool energy efficiency for many years and can discuss and offer several energy strategies that will reduce your carbon footprint and save you money. Speak to one of the team on 9651 4799 or visit Dural Pool Shop opposite the Vicar Hotel on Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool looking just how you want it.
A proud station sponsor.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On linsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enrol now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around show every Thursday at noon.
Welcome back to the studio, listening Business Insights with Mario, the best business radio talk show in the planet, universe, you know, solar system. And we are very grateful to have today a very unique person in my studio today, Jody Bond, sharing with us how she overcome some obstacles, which most of us can relate, and not just a female, but a male as well. But Jody, in that essence, we spoke, you know, how the suicide touched you, and people will laugh to each other and, you know, be judgmental. How did you deal with the judgmental people?
Look, somebody said to me, how do you get to a point where you no longer care what people think? And I don't think it's about getting to a point where you no longer care about what people think, because if you're honest, you can say, oh, I don't care, but you absolutely do. But it's, you get to a point where what they think no longer affects you in a certain way. And when you have the mind space to understand that their thoughts and judgments affect you in a way that they do, you can overpower that. And to an essence, not block it out, because I think it's important to listen to it, and I think it's important to understand people's perceptions, and they're entitled to that perception.
You think that judgmental people are usually jealousy or envy of somebody, or just because they feel they're more powerful, better looking, or?
Look, I think it absolutely, yes, there's a jealousy element, but I think it's also a fear element, Mario. I think people are fear of change. People are fearful of not understanding somebody's way of life or choices that they've made. And that's okay to not understand it, but it doesn't give you the right to ridicule it. And I think that's where we need to better understand judgment and people's perceptions of your reality.
And how do you feel now when you are, you lost the 60 kilos, you're a successful businessman, but, you know, on the other hand, you know, we're running out of time, so you need to come back on a show or maybe join the studio.
This you won't be able to get rid of me. You'll get. You'll need to get security to keep me away from the place.
That is possible. That is one of the options.
Amazing.
But, you know, but the thing is, now when you reach some of your goals and, you know, reach the independence of the, you know, the weight and, you know, your children, you're growing and everything else, you're growing as a person. How do you feel when you share the, with the people experiences? Do you find interesting that people, you know, accept what you have to say, or the people like, yeah, yeah, sure, but, you know, I don't care.
Look,
or they're laughing to you because, like, you know, what you're posting on social media, I can resonate because it's a truthful.
Yep.
And again, I can say from my experience, you know, when you touch the bottom and you have nothing, you realize that, you know, you can't blame the world and you need to look for the, some help and some inspiration. So when you try to inspire people, how do you, how they perceive you? What do you think, what they think about you?
Look,
thank you, Jody. That was a Jody Bond, and I was like,
yeah, that's enough for me. Shh, be quiet.
Please share with us.
It's a mixed bag, Mario, because exactly what you say, people are always going to have their perceptions of your reality. So yes, I'm very open and honest with what I talk about.
Yes.
Now, what you have to understand, the life that I live now after losing so much weight. Now, yes, I lost weight, but that was just where it began. I am who I am because of everything else I've had to overcome and deal with, things that I hadn't dealt with in my past. So when people that knew me 6 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago,
yes,
they have a perception of my reality based on what they know. I like to say, people, you don't know what you don't know. Yeah. And that's a very profound thing in itself if you understand it, but they really don't. So people get to know you as the person that you present in the moment. So I have friends and family that perceive my life now as very different to back then, which it is.
Mm.
They sometimes perceive it as negative. And that's okay, because I think they're fearful to get to know me based on their own fears and perhaps emotions that they're suppressing within their own life and their own environment. Yeah. And that's okay. I'm not here to judge them. I've had to, especially the last 12 months, taken on board a lot of ridicule and a lot of that outside judgment and that outside perception on what's going on in my
world. Would you ever
consider
this theory, right? People know you before, people know you during your transition, and
yes,
they see Jody now. And would you ever consider that they believe, or maybe they're saying to themselves, how the hell she did this? I want to do like her.
Yeah, absolutely. There are. There are many people that say that. And again, I'm not, I don't hide behind what I've done as far as my weight loss surgery and the way I live my life, very open and very in touch with my feelings and emotions. So I live a very mindful life now, and that frightens a lot of people.
Well,
and
Jody,
that's okay.
That's okay, Jody. You know
that's
what I mean?
Absolutely,
like, we are not the John Nutella. We can't make everybody happy.
Absolutely. No, you cannot. And some of us learn that the hard way.
So what would be your tip number one to every woman facing the obstacles in her current situation right now? What would you say to any woman if she says, my life is, it's worthless, for example? To someone, all the issues of overweight, maybe family problems, money, business, everything else. What would the Jody Bond say?
I think it's important. I think we all have something that we're going through, whether it be thoughts in our head, whether it's outside voices from those around us, whether it be suppression or addiction, being overweight, being bad with money, being bad at communication, all of those things. But what I think is very important for any person, male, female, adolescent, teenager, is to really get in touch with who they are as a person from the inside out, without the labels, without the titles, without the expectations. Who are you? What do you want? What do you believe in? And go from there. And that's harder said than done.
I have a question before we wind up. Does a Jody Bond loves herself more now from before?
I can honestly say that I like and love and I'm very proud of the person that I am, and I will continue growing and changing to empower and inspire not only my four little humans that I brought into the world, but anyone else that wants to come along this journey with me.
Do you have anybody to want to say hello before we wind up our episode today?
Oh, wow. Who do I want to say hello to?
Well, that's for Mario. To Mario Becker's in the studio.
To Mario Becker's in the studio. Absolutely. Thanks for having
so,
me.
So, Jody, people try to reach you or, you know, they want to see how inspiring other ones, how they can find you.
Well, they can absolutely find me on socials, on my LinkedIn, also on my Instagram and Facebook, which is Jody N. Bond.
Jody N. Bond. Okay, that was Jody Bond. Jody, thank you for being our guest in the studio. We'll see you soon, and I want you to consider joining us in the studio.
I'll be back. Presenter.
Yes, you will. Ladies and gentlemen, well, that will be all for today for Business Insights with Mario. And I'd like to say thank you to Jody Bond for being with us today. And as you can hear it, we just start scratching the surface. And hopefully Jody's going to accept a proposal to come in the studio, join us as a presenter. And then maybe she can share more with you on her own radio show. Till then, I'm wishing you an awesome weekend. Don't forget, it's going to be tomorrow. A little bit showerish, possible, it says 21 degrees top. But Sunday and Monday, 23 to 25. That was it for today, folks. Business Insights with Mario. Enjoy the weekend.
Alive 90.5.
while I'm drinking Jack all alone in my local bar. And we don't know how we got into this mad situation. Only doing things out of frustration. Trying to make it work, but man, these times are hard. She needs me now, but I can't seem to find the time. I got a new job now on the unemployment line. And we don't know how we got into this mess. Is it God's test? Someone help us, cause we're doing our best. Trying to make it work, but man, these times are hard. But we're gonna stop by drinking old cheap bottles of wine. Shit talking up all night. Saying things we haven't for a while. A while, yeah. We're smiling, but we're close to tears. Even after all these years, we just now got the feeling that we're meeting for the first time.
Work when it hurts, when you pick yourself up, you get kicked to the dirt.
Trying to make it work, man, these times are hard. But we're gonna stop by drinking.